We present today's program in Korean and English with subtitles in English, Chinese, Korean, Oleksis or Vietnamese, Spanish, French, German, Russian, Arabic, Persian, Italian, Hungarian, Portuguese, Thai, Bulgarian, Croatian, and Japanese.
Korean은 수천 년간 이어져 내려왔습니다. 코리아란 이름은 고려 왕조에서 유래되었습니다. 고려는 높고 아름답다는 뜻이며 한국 경치의 특징인 맑은 호수와 산천을 적절히 묘사한 것입니다. 한반도의 척추는 태백산맥으로 그 끝에는 한국인이 영적으로 신성시하는 태백산맥이 자리 잡고 있습니다. 신비로운 아름다움과 태고의 환경을 지닌 이 산은 수많은 순례자와 여행객들을 한결같이 매료시킵니다. 한국은 조용한 아침의 나라로 알려져 있습니다. 문화적 자부심을 가진 이 나라는 전통과 현대가 매혹적으로 어우러져 있습니다. 고대 왕궁과 성스런 사원이 고층 건물 및 초현대 시설과 나란히 공존하고 있습니다. 한국인들은 영성의 개발에 신실하고 열렬하며 깨달은 스승을 진심으로 환영했습니다. 1992년 처음 축복을 받은 후 이후에도 많은 축복을 누렸습니다. 그 다음 해인 1993년 세계순회 강연의 일환으로 칭하이 무상사는 서울과 부산에서 강연했으며 수천의 사람들이 그녀의 사랑과 평화의 메시지를 받고 기쁨에 넘쳤습니다. 스승님은 1994년과 1997년에 다시 한국을 찾았습니다. 1997년 방한 기간 동안 조순 서울시장은 칭하이 무상사를 뵙는 영광을 가졌습니다. 그 후 1998년 5월 6일 한국 출가승들은 칭하이 무상사를 영동센터 개막식에 초대하고 한국에서 국제 선호 행사를 개최했습니다. 수천 명의 구도자들이 오대주로부터 모여들어 선행사에 참가했으며 스승님 생신과 어머니 날의 성대한 축하 행사로 선을 마무리했습니다. 과거 몇 년 동안 칭하이 무상사와 국제협회 회원들은 1995년, 6년, 98년 북한의 기근 피해자들에게 2,000톤의 쌀 원조를 포함해 북한의 구호 물품을 제공해 왔습니다. 그녀는 또한 화재, 가뭄, 홍수 등의 재난 피해자들을 도왔습니다. 국제협회 회원들은 요양원을 방문했으며 칭하이 무상사의 가르침을 수강자들과 나눴습니다. 스승님의 인도적인 활동과 강연을 통해 이 땅 전체에 칭하이 무상사가 알려지게 되었습니다. 이제 여러분을 칭하이 무상사가 1998년 5월 한국 상주센터에서 협회 회원들에게 하신 진정한 스승의 힘 강연에 초대합니다.
So how are we doing today? Good, yeah? Just getting comfortable, right? Have you been in India? You have? That's how you get your hair cut like that? In Thailand? In India, I thought people do that in India, you know, the sadhus? Yeah. What did you find? Yeah. Peace? Peace in India? Yeah, what did you say there? Huh?
You can go back.
You can go back? Okay. You like it?
Yes.
Calcutta is very poor, you know. People dying on the street all the time. Yeah, sometimes a visit in a poor country, poor area, make you feel good too. Feel you're blessed. At least you feel you're more fortunate in some way, huh? Not because people dying, they are not blessed, but because they die without anything in their hand, you know, without knowing what they are and who they are. It's not the money. Money we cannot take anyhow, but enlightenment we can take at least, huh? Even people born in India, they sometimes are deprived of the gift of enlightenment because they're too poor to worry about seeking a master. Also, sometimes they're too poor to have the opportunity to even to hear about it or to go to see a master. Jesus said that the rich people cannot enter the kingdom of God. Difficult. But the poor also, the very poor also.
The other night, you were saying how you get a funny feeling around initiates, and you weren't sure whether they're initiated or not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was kind of curious if you could explain that.
Why don't I know them, right? Is that what you mean? Why couldn't I recognize them, right? I told you I don't know anything. Did I? Not? Sometimes initiates, they don't practice so well. Okay? Because sometimes I don't just stand there and stare at people, you know? I just pass by, but then I feel, oh, that is somebody I know. Or somebody who knows me. Sometimes they are not initiated. They are just relatives or friends. Or sometimes they just pass by and I know. I say, oh, that must be it. You know, but then I don't just concentrate on that person all the time. You see what I mean? He passed by already. Yeah. But I feel I know him. It's him. Okay?
Okay.
Not okay. Huh? All right. What then? What's this not okay?
Well, I think that you know everything.
I don't. I told you all the time, I don't know anything. I used to know. I know, but I don't know.
Is it correct to say that you know everything, but you only choose to respond to some things, and other things you just don't respond, even though you know? Or
I also don't know. this is very intellectual, you know. The mind is different from the soul, yeah? The body is different from the master power. The body eat, the master power don't eat. The body sleep, the master power stay awake 24 hours. The mind responds. The master power just act with knowledge. Don't react, you understand? The master power has to be above the body, outside the body, and inside the body, in order to know everything at the same time, yeah? And if it's not really necessary, the master power do not direct the mind to understand that or to do anything. If it's really necessary, then the master will direct the mind to do something, okay? To react to something physically. If not, the master power just do it in a, in an abstract sense. Outside of the physical realm. Not that the body can understand. Not that you and I can understand. The brain. Not that the brain can understand. Okay? While the master power is working 24 hours, non-stop, the brain can get tired, can get overloaded, can get exhausted by too much information, or too much stress, too much thinking. You understand? The master power never is. So what you refer to I, to me, right now, whether I know or not know, you refer to my brain. You understand? No, you don't. In order to know the way you think I should know right now, I have to use the brain to know the way you think. You understand? Yeah, but that's not the brain's domain. Knowing is the master power. The mind can be briefed about it, you know, can be briefed a little information about it. But he doesn't have to know. Okay?
What makes the some things necessary for you to know? Like, why just something like the little things going on in the center right now?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to know those things and not other things?
It's like this. If that thing is really important, okay, then I told you already, the master make the mind react, make me react, okay? Me in the physical sense that you see. But the me, who is the master power, always doing something, I always know everything. But not in the physical realm, okay? And in the physical realm, if something happen, if something necessary, then the master power direct the body and the mind do it for that particular thing, particular event. Only. And not everything else the master does, the body should know or the brain should understand. Got it? Because otherwise the brain and the body is limited. It will be busted, be exploded, yeah? Be exhausted, be overpowered, cannot take too much. So the master power do things not always with the body and with the brain. Even of the physical master, understand? Because the physical master body and brain can only take so much also. Cannot take too much, okay? Just like your car. No matter if you're president or the king of the Arabian world, you can't drive your car all day, all night, every day, every night. Capish? Even if that's a Rolls Royce or is a Volvo or is a Mercedes, it needs a rest sometimes. It needs petrol. It needs a lot of things. Okay? But actually, the master body is more than a car, of course. It's different. But it can get exhausted also, yeah? Because of the law of the universe, the material law. All right? So that's why I tell you, just take my teaching, do the meditation. Don't bother about what the body does or what I'm doing, okay? Meditate more and then you understand without question. Now it's your turn. The intellectual question is never satisfying enough for you unless you rise to that level and understand it yourself firsthand. Okay. Yeah.
Good morning, Master. The ascension process, I've heard about it and read about it in a lot of spiritual books. Is that the same process as enlightenment? In spiritual books, they speak of ascending.
Oh, ascending.
Ascending,
okay.
In
yes,
consciousness.
Yes, ascension. Yes,
does
yes,
that
yes.
mean the same thing?
Yes.
Immediate, well, enlightenment.
No, not immediate, but
the big enlightenment.
Rising the level of consciousness. Yes, the same. Yeah, why?
No, I was just wondering.
you read another book, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. human language. Yeah. Mm. You can use many terms for one thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and the other question I ask this is, a spiritual body, does it have a warm feel? Because sometimes I sit in meditation and I feel this warmth around me. It's not from me, I don't think, but it's a very warm feeling.
Very warm?
Warm, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a spiritual body? Could it be your spiritual body or somebody else's spiritual body visiting me? Or is it my own spiritual body?
No. It's your energy rising.
Okay.
Yeah. When... it's a very comfortable, warm feeling.
Mm.
Yeah, it makes you feel as if, you know, like those when you are very tired and you have a deep sleep.
Yes.
Yeah. This is when you enter a deeper level, a quiet environment within yourself.
Okay.
You feel that warm. Yeah.
Okay.
It just feels very comfortable. It's not exactly warm. It's just so loving, so snuggling, right?
Yes.
I know that.
Yes.
Okay. It's yours. I don't bother lending my heat to anybody. I keep it all to myself. I'm small, I need all the heat I need to generate. Okay.
Master, about 3 months ago, I had a great explosion in my forehead like this, and a great billions of experiences like this all just came. Then I understood everything, that a great journey is waiting in front of me, journey of the soul, and then what happened is, after this time, my level completely dropped to a lower level. My mind became very jealous and greedy, and I failed, that my ego also grew very greatly and created great trouble for me. Is this another barrier in front of me that I have to step over, or did I break some precept and my level became lower again? So is there anything you can advise me what I should do?
I advise you to put down everything. That's all you have to do.
Okay, I'm trying to do that.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I think I can.
All right. Try it.
Okay.
You're too attached to everything.
Yeah, I know.
Including spiritual attainment.
Yeah.
And some spirit is playing fool with you.
Yeah.
Trying to make you feel as if you are enlightened.
Yeah.
And that's what's the problem with you right now.
I understand. Oh, how do I get rid of that thing?
There are 50 kind of spirit who try to make fun of any spiritual practitioners. Depends on what kind of weakness we have.
Right.
If we are very, very attached to level of enlightenment, then he make you feel as if you are enlightened. But it's just an illusion for
yeah.
a while. That's why you fail miserably.
Yeah.
There are so many kind, like, you want it so fast without working, a thing like that. And then he'll come and cheat you.
Oh.
Maybe you read the Suragama Sutra of the Buddhists. It describes in every detail all kind of mayas.
Okay.
50 of them. And they always try to attack our weakness, you know, the spiritual practitioner weakness, to feed our ego in whichever way we crave for. And then it makes us arrogant and proud, or sometimes deluded. Okay, and then always wanting to do this or do that, you know, attached to this and that. Always worry about levels and, you know, just to be proud about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you feel proud about spiritual attainment, then he will feed you with that. There's so many things, many things, many things. Okay.
So, I put down everything, even my desire for spiritual attainment, everything completely.
No need to desire, just do your work.
Just do the meditation, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, we have a lot of holy people in our congregation, and you know that. And of course, the more we practice, the more holy we become. A lot of them are holy. Many of you, you know, are very highly developed. We are very humble. We practice, but we look like ordinary people. It's just that most of the people, they are holy and they don't even know it. And that's the best thing about it. They're the real holy people. Okay? We are three levels. One, ordinary people, yeah? The second, holy people. And the third, the very holy, ordinary people. Other question? One more question? No? Okay. Yeah, come on.
Because the master power is not this beautiful lady.
Thank you.
Welcome. And I read some teaching from Kabir. He was saying to think of the master is the best.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
But since the master power is not the body, what should we think of? Because I sometimes when I'm troubled in the mind, mm-hmm. and I think of you, mm-hmm. it's amazing because it just completely gone. The trouble disappeared very quickly.
You feel better, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good, then do that. I only answer this for him, not for you. Yeah? Since he tried to investigate whether I know or not know everything, I have to tell him that I don't know everything. I mean, the I that he thinks in his level, okay? The I that you think in your level is not the I that he thinks in his level. All right? The master is not the body, is for sure. But without the body, there's no master. So, pick your choice. Doesn't matter what we say, it's still not correct. Because the human language, in the physical level, you can only express so much. That's why we have quarrel between, you know, each other, between husband and wife, between the most loving couple. Because the language. Sometimes you don't mean that way, but you started to talk and then, you know, one word after another and then it begins fighting. But in your mind and in your heart, it's not like that. It's very difficult sometimes to express things without having trouble, without feeling the limitation of the human language. And not to talk about the master body. Most of the master body, if you meditate well, you don't see it. Even if I sit here, you don't see my body anymore. So there is no body to begin with. Understand? And there is no necessity to go around, even if there is a body of the master, to nose into everybody's business and to check everybody's ID, you know, at the first glance like this. You have to be free. The master has to be free from all small tribal details. And yet, at the same time, the master power knows everything. You understand? Well, I don't know how to say it. If you understand that, it is good for you. I don't expect him to understand that. And that's why I'm patient and answer him the way he would understand. And it's okay also. All right? And when you understand like he does understand, then you don't ask this question anymore. But I will wait. I will be patient. Yes. Don't confuse yourself, yeah? Whatever you feel good about, the master body or not body, you just do it. The question, everyone is different. Everyone is different level. And I have to teach people according to what they know. Of course, the best thing is to think of the master. But only you have to discover it yourself. I can't force you.
Master, before I was initiated, seeking enlightenment, I was in the New Age and with a lot of healing modalities, which you term as psychic healing, whatever. And I developed a very powerful energy, as you've once said, if you are not pure enough, you can suffer unfavorable circumstances. I surely did. The energy is still within my head. It used to be sitting on my gums, and then it used to be sitting on my top of my gums. Now, with the Kuan Yin method and the Kuan Kuan, I am now bringing it back to the wisdom eye, which is helping me. Before, I was very frightened of this energy, because when I was meditating, actually, before initiation, the energy would, the cord was so strong. It would even shake if I'm not in the right position, would put me in the right position. I was very, very frightened. I was to meditate. Since I met you and your teachings, I got initiated. And knowing that the master power is with me, the fear has subsided. And now I do meditate. And the question is, Master, will it go, Master, one day? Or because when I'm doing nothing, it's worse. The pull is very bad, you know, and I feel initially I was suicidal. I wanted to commit suicide. That was before I met you.
So bad.
And then it was so bad. And even now, the pull is there all the time. Mm-hmm. The pull is within me. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just let go. Let it go. It's you who keep keeping it. Yeah. Let it go, okay? Mm. If you ignore it, let it go. Let it go. Yeah. Just a habit. Yes, please.
Yes, Master. I just kind of wanted to get your response on this question that I have. All I want to do is just progress and to help people. You know, that's what I want to do with my life right now. And there's really nothing else that, that concerns me. So, I have 3 years of college left. So I'm wondering, do you think I should finish and get the degree and I can help people more that way and progress more that way? Nothing really pulls me in one direction, you know? So I just kind of wanted to get, maybe your thoughts on what I should do to accomplish, you know, the goals that I want to do, which is helping people and, progressing.
You still enjoy your study?
I'm not sure, because I'm taking a semester off right now, and I'm living at the Austin Center.
How old are you? Still very young, huh?
20, yeah, 20.
I think you just study. Only 3 more years, doesn't matter.
Okay.
And have something, and then if you decided to stay with the world, then you have a degree to work. And meanwhile, you study spiritual issue and try to adjust if you want to go in that spiritual direction. Take some time to adjust, you know. If it's up to me, I would say, just leave it and come. But I have to consider a lot of things for you. Okay? For me, I don't care much about worldly knowledge or success or name, fame. But for you, for your family, in this physical world, you have to be more practical. All right? Yeah. Your parents initiated?
No.
See? I create some problem. Just let them know you still hang in there. Okay? And be doing good at school. And then later, the transit, you know, will be more smooth. Suppose you want to go one way or another. Isn't that better, don't you think so?
Yes.
Yeah. Still have a lot of time. Yeah, what else? You like it, huh? You like the center, huh?
Yes, very much. I'm very, very fortunate that I can stay there. Thank you.
Of course. I cleared it all up for you. Look at my hand. There's a problem here because I work there. It's better now? There's still a lot of ants there?
No, not one.
No more? Funny, huh? They're all gone, huh?
All gone.
Good, good, good. Because before, a lot of ants on the ground. Wherever you go, there are ants. Ants everywhere. And cactus, right? Yeah. It was a pretty bad sight. Now it's good, huh?
Yes,
it was already almost good when I left it. Yeah, wherever I go, I work hard. I used to do. I work for everybody. That's good, huh? That's what we should do. Everywhere we go, we should bless the place with different aspects, you know? If we could work, then we work. If we could not work, we meditate to bless the land in spirit, spiritually. That's the way we should do. We'll be a good guest everywhere we go.
Hmm? 오늘 스승과 제자 사이를 시청해 주셔서 감사합니다. 내일도 진정한 스승의 힘 2부를 계속 시청해 주십시오. 이어지는 동물의 세계, 더불어 사는 세상에서는 용감한 새, 칠면조에 대한 칭찬이 방송됩니다. 나날이 천상의 사랑과 은총이 가득하길 바랍니다. Thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in again tomorrow for part 2 of The True Master Power. Coming up next is In Praise of Turkeys, Birds of Courage.
on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. May your days be always filled with heaven's loving grace.